Hey everyone, welcome back to Manifest Your Day, 5-Minute Morning Visualization. I'm your girl Jessica Lane, here to help you kickstart your day with some seriously good vibes. Today, we're diving into a topic that can feel kinda heavy, but trust me, it's so worth unpacking. Cultivating forgiveness and letting go of those pesky grudges. Ever felt like you're carrying around this weight on your shoulders? Like someone's button mashing the anger level on your life, huh? We all have those moments, those times when we feel wronged or hurt by others. But here's the thing. Holding onto that anger, that resentment, it's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You know, it's not doing them any favors, but it's definitely poisoning your own happiness. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened or forgetting. It's about releasing yourself from that emotional prison you've built around it. Think of it like this. Forgiveness is a gift you give to yourself. So how do we actually pull this off? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey to freedom. Number 1. Understand that forgiveness isn't a one-time event. It's a process, a muscle you gotta flex repeatedly. There will be ups and downs, days where it feels easier than others. Be patient with yourself. This is about progress, not perfection. Think of it like learning to play an instrument. It takes time, practice, and maybe even some frustrating moments when your fingers just refuse to cooperate. Number 2, separate the person from their actions. We're human, we all mess up sometimes. It doesn't mean we're bad people. Remember that everyone has good intentions, even if they don't always carry them out. Try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with their choices. Number 3, acknowledge the hurt. Don't try to bury it or pretend it doesn't exist. Feeling those emotions is valid. Journaling about it can be incredibly helpful. Get those feelings out of your head and onto paper. It's like taking a mental pressure valve off. Number 4, practice compassion. Not just for the person who hurt you, but also for yourself. Be kind to yourself during this process. Offer yourself the same grace and understanding you'd give a friend going through something similar. Remember, healing takes time. And finally, number 5, remember that forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It doesn't mean condoning what happened or saying it was okay. It simply means choosing to release the anger and resentment so it no longer has power over you. Think of it like this. You can choose to let the past define you, or you can choose to learn from it and move forward with grace. Now, let me tell you a quick story that really hit home for me. A few years back, I had this friend. Let's call her Sarah, who kinda blindsided me with some hurtful words. It stung, honestly. For weeks, I was replaying the conversation in my head, fuming about her actions. But then, I realized I was letting her words dictate how I felt. I decided to take a step back, journal about it, and try to see things from her perspective. Turns out, she was going through a really tough time herself and wasn't thinking clearly. That didn't excuse her behavior, but it helped me understand. I reached out to Sarah, not to confront her but to simply offer support. We talked, we cleared the air, and surprisingly, our friendship became even stronger. It took some courage on both our parts, but in the end, letting go of that grudge freed me from a lot of unnecessary pain. So remember, folks, forgiveness isn't weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to let go, to choose love over anger, and to move forward with grace. Today, I challenge you to take a step towards forgiveness. Maybe write down the names of those who have hurt you, and then think about how letting go could positively impact your life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need to hear it. And if this resonated with you, leave a review. It really helps other people find the podcast. Until tomorrow, keep manifesting those amazing vibes.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.